Greetings and welcome to the audio introduction to Chapter Guide 1 for Chemistry 223. My name is Michael Russell, and if you have questions on this or anything else, please do not hesitate to contact me. I'm always happy to answer your questions. We're going to start off with a big topic this whole quarter, which is equilibrium, which is when a reaction does not go absolutely to either products or stay at reactants, but instead you have kind of a mixture. Some reactions have more products, some reactions have less products and more reactants. There's actually an equilibrium constant K, which can be used to describe this, and the value of K tells the chemist if we have more products than reactants. K is greater than 1 means more product, K is less than 1 means more reactants. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking about equilibrium and what makes up the equilibrium constant expression, which is basically when you take the concentrations of the products in the numerator and divide them by the concentrations of the reactants in the denominator. Solids and liquids are not included in equilibrium constant expressions, only gases and, more importantly, aqueous solutions, which is what we're going to focus on. So lots of moles per liter. There's many different forms of equilibrium constants. K sub C is for equilibrium constants with concentrations. Kps are for equilibrium constants with pressures. We're going to look at how they can figure out equilibrium concentrations from the equilibrium constant itself. It's pretty exciting. We're going to see how you can combine equilibrium constants together to get equilibrium expressions for a combined reaction. This can be kind of helpful sometimes. We're also going to look at something called the reaction quotient Q, which has the same form, but it helps the chemist know if the reaction is actually complete or not. The value itself of Q will tell a chemist if the reaction needs to go more towards the product or towards the reactant to be finished. Also, most important in this section is the idea called Le Chatelier's principle. Le Chatelier himself was a miner, but he saw that certain effects will tend to stress a reaction one way or the other. And Le Chatelier's principle is one of the most important things we'll be learning this quarter. You can make a reaction go more towards the products or towards the reactants if you know what you're doing. You can add reactants or products. You can remove reactants and products. These will all affect the equilibrium position. That's what Le Chatelier's principle is all about. Alright, if you have questions on this or anything else, please do not hesitate to contact me. I like answering your questions. Good luck with your studying. I know that I'm always here to help you if you ever have any questions. Alright, good luck.